Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
I am thankful that you've got large print Bibles. That is good for my eyes, so I'm very thankful to read God's Word to you today. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Our scripture reading is chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 238. Paul wrote, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." My friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. William, that was fabulous. Thank you so very much for sharing your gifts. That gets us all in the spirit. Can we say amen? Amen. Well, I can give you an advance warning. This is going to be an interactive sermon, so maybe a little different, but we are going to have fun today in the house of the Lord. So I am glad that you're here today, and it is good to be here with all of you at Covenant Presbyterian Church. It's really nice. I can see joy in your eyes, even though I can't see joy on your smiles because we've got our masks on. But if you're not smiling, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that right now because it is a beautiful day, right? We are in the house of God and we are alive. Can we say amen to that? Yes. So again, and I'd like to give a big hello to those, everyone watching online. One blessing that did come out of COVID was that we were all forced to really step up our savviness when it comes to technology, and that really has allowed us to stay connected one with another, and that's a pretty amazing thing. So thank you for watching online today. So I'd like to start with some questions in the beginning. I told you it was interactive. So how many baseball fans do we have in the crowd today? Raise your hand if you're a baseball fan. Yep, yep. How many like the Cubs? Used to. How many like the Cardinals? How many like New York Yankees? How about Chicago White Sox? Roger, I have not seen your hand go up. What's your team? Kansas City Royals. Okay, we've got some of those too, so that's awesome. Now, if you didn't raise your hand at all, you're probably one of those people that could care less about baseball and think that it really should not be America's favorite pastime. Do we have any of those folks? One. Okay, thank you for your honesty, right? That's okay. But whether you love baseball, my friends, or loathe the sport, how many of you watched the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox played in Dyersville on the official Field of Dreams? Did you watch that? Yes. If you didn't, maybe you can see a replay. You are not alone if you did watch it. That game broke the number of viewers to ever watch a baseball game, I think since 2002 maybe. It had over 5.9 million viewers live and streaming. As I watched the game and the interviews afterwards, it kind of made me shocked, and I was really kind of sad that Tim Anderson of the White Sox, the person who hit the winning two-run homer in the ninth inning, giving the White Sox the win over the Yankees, had never seen that beloved movie, The Field of Dreams. Whether you've never seen that movie or whether it's one of your all-time favorites, let me remind you of some touching words from that movie. Looking around at the cornfields, John Kinsella asks, "Is this heaven?" His son, Ray Kinsella, replies, "It's Iowa." John Kinsella says, "Iowa? I could have sworn this was heaven." Ray Kinsella then says, "Is there a heaven?" And John says, "Oh yeah, it's a place where dreams come true." Turning and looking at that old farmhouse, where his wife and his little girl sit on the porch swing, Ray Kinsella then answers, "Maybe this is heaven." And just like that, the tears begin to flow as movie watchers, young and old, are reminded, my friends, that heaven is real, that heaven is a place where dreams really do come true, and that in the middle of a cornfield in the small state of Iowa where we call home, one really can see a glimpse of heaven. But let's go back to an earlier scene in the movie. Ray Kinsella, played by that handsome Kevin Costner, is walking through his cornfield and he hears a voice whispering through the corn stalks, "If you build it, he will come. If you build it, he will come." So what did Ray Kinsella do? Eventually, he was obedient to that voice and built a baseball diamond in the middle of his cornfield. And the rest is history. If you haven't seen the movie, my friends, I encourage you to watch it. You can rent it on Amazon for like $3.99 or go to a video store and get a DVD. But I highly encourage you to watch it or rewatch it sometime soon. So what in the world does all this talk about Kevin Costner and his character Ray Kinsella and the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa, and the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox have to do with our worship service here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines? Everything. Let me reread to you the first verses of our scripture passage for today. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." Now, from an outsider's perspective, my friends, Kevin Costner's character, Ray Kinsella, seemed to be doing the exact opposite, right? He wasn't being careful with how he lived. Many people, especially his brother-in-law, thought that he was acting like a fool, asking his wife and daughter if they heard the voice whispering to him as they walked through the rows of corn. He wasn't making the most of every opportunity. What Iowa farmer in their right mind would give up a high-yielding cornfield to build a stupid baseball diamond? But I would argue today that the Apostle Paul, the author of our passage, the person who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, would have applauded Kevin Costner's character, Ray Kinsella, for his actions, and said that Ray Kinsella was doing exactly what the Lord wanted him to do. I believe that Paul would have said that Ray Kinsella was modeling what the title for our sermon today should look like, living by the Spirit's power. And all throughout the Bible, my friends, we see this same principle play out. God communicates what God wants people to do. And God's people, you and me, we have a choice to make. Will God's people be obedient to that call? Or will they think it's crazy and run the other way or flat downright ignore it? Let's think of some of those examples. Abram was told by God to leave his homeland and go where God told him to go. God also told Abram that he would have a son one day and would be the father of many nations. That elderly gentleman had a choice to make. Would he believe that he in his older years and his barren wife Sarai could conceive? Or would he stay stuck in the muck of self-pity and despair? A man named Noah was told to build a freaking ark to endure a flood when there had been no rain for years. You know the story. Noah was also instructed to fill that ark with pairs of animals and his family. So how would your spouse or your partner or your children react when they understand that they now can't take the dog for a walk around the block and cleaning out the kitty litter will look like child's play? That's supposed to be funny. You can laugh anytime. Can you say, go to Petco and grab the biggest pooper scooper they have and then we're going to hope like crap that it will work for giraffe poop? That's what it would have been like. And let's not forget that young teenage girl named Mary, who was told by an angel that she would conceive and give birth to God's son. How could that be? This young, innocent girl was a virgin, for heaven's sakes. But we know that the impossible became possible when God's son Jesus, my friends, was birthed by a girl named Mary as her carpenter husband Joseph assisted in the stable that night. So let's think about these three Bible stories for just a moment. All these ordinary people, Abram, Noah, Mary, they were folks just like you and me. But all of these ordinary people became extraordinary heroes of the Bible because they, like Kevin Costner's character, Ray Kinsella, who became a hero of the big screen, lived by the Spirit's power. Say amen. So let me ask you some more questions. How many of you would want to be a famous movie star like Kevin Costner? That doesn't surprise me. While we might like to be rich and famous, there's a lot of baggage that goes along with that. Either way, whether we would love that or loathe that, being rich and famous like a movie star feels like an impossible dream, right? I won't argue that. But now let me ask you some more questions, and I need you to be honest with yourself. Don't raise your hand, just answer it in your heart. How many of you are comfortable living an ordinary life? How many of you are comfortable living an ordinary life? How many of you would like to shift from living an ordinary life to living an extraordinary life for Christ? Reminds me of the music that William played, right? Gets us on our feet, dancing. That's pretty extraordinary. So here's the deal. If you are comfortable with living an ordinary life, I'm here to challenge you today to think about how the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news that we proclaim to believe in, has a chance to catch fire in the hearts of people today, and how it will have any chance to spread to the next generation. Let's face it, my friends, one byproduct of COVID-19 is the fact that many people stopped going to church. I hear it in my office as a mental health counselor all the time. When I ask people about their spiritual life, I hear comments like, oh, you know, my church shut down during COVID, and I didn't like the online thing, so I got out of the habit. I'm really not missing it very much, and to be honest, I have found other things to fill my Sunday morning. Do you know people like that? I'm very serious when I say, my friends, that we are at a critical point in history when it comes to what we've been charged with as Christians, which is to build up the kingdom of God on earth. Am I saying that we're at the bottom of the ninth and we should expect Jesus to come back tomorrow? No. And yes. My friends, Jesus is coming again. Say amen. Jesus could come back centuries from now, and Jesus could be here by supper time tonight. Here's my next question. Do you know someone who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior? We all do. How will those people believe if we stay stuck in living status quo, ordinary lives? Now, right now, today, my friends, is the day to commit to living an extraordinary life as extraordinary followers of Jesus Christ. Now, you may be asking, how do I do that? How do I move from living an ordinary life, Ramona, and live an extraordinary life as an extraordinary follower of Jesus? Well, that's a good question. And here's my great answer. But before I give you that, I'd like to take a seventh inning stretch like they do at baseball games. So stand up. I told you it was participatory. Stand up, stretch your body a bit, and then say to someone around you, I'm ready to live an extraordinary life for Christ. Say it to someone around you. Marcy, I'm ready to live an extraordinary life for Christ. William, I'm ready to live an extraordinary life for Christ. Amen. I'm ready. Thank you for taking that seventh inning stretch. Thank you, I love that. If I were Harry Carey, I would burst into song. Now I'm going to give you a five-step recipe that will allow us to live extraordinary lives for Jesus Christ. And the steps go like this. Step one, if you want to write it down, if you want to take notes, I think it's worthy. Step one, God conceives. Step two, I receive. Step three, I believe. Step four, I receive. It's a repeat, you'll notice. And step five, God's will is achieved. So step one, God conceives. Step two, I receive. Step three, I believe. Step four, I receive. Step five, God's will, which is for us to live extraordinary lives as extraordinary followers of Jesus Christ, is achieved. So let's use the Field of Dreams movie as our example. Step one, God conceives the plan that involves Ray Kinsella seeing his deceased father in a new light. Step two, Ray Kinsella can't see or imagine God's full plan, but he receives these instructions. If you build it, he will come. Step three, Ray believes. Step four, Ray Kinsella receives everything that he needs on his journey. Watch the movie. And step five, God's will is achieved. Ray Kinsella meets his father and sees him in a new light. Ray Kinsella has new appreciation for his dad. And his dad tells Ray that heaven is real and it's a place where dreams really do come true. Ray finally understands that his farm in Dyersville, Iowa, that he shares with his wife and daughter is a reflection of heaven on earth. So let me repeat the recipe one more time. Step one, God conceives. Step two, I receive. Step three, I believe. Step four, I receive. And step five, God's will is achieved. Which step is the most important? What do you think? Which step? Believing, right? Believing. Step number three, where you and I have a choice to make. Because just like Ray Kinsella, just like Abram and Noah and young Mary, God gave us all free will which means that we can choose to believe or not to believe. We have a choice to make. We can continue to live an ordinary life, or we can step up to the plate and start living extraordinary lives for Jesus. As Paul reminds you and me, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.